Originally, a long, long time ago, before people got very sophisticated, everybody thought that what really mattered is what you said. If you wanted to be a good parent, you had to say the right things. If you wanted to be popular, you had to say the right things. And then pretty soon people began to think, well, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And the idea was that there were certain techniques and certain styles, certain ways of doing things that had a bigger impact on the interaction than actually what you said. For example, if you want to give someone feedback, and instead of saying to them, "Well, you're doing a terrible job doing this," the technique was, "Well, first tell them what they did well in, and then tell them what they didn't do well in." And this is more or less state-of-the-art psychology as I talk today, is communication techniques. How to say things to people that will impact them in a better way than other things, other ways of doing of talking to people. I'm going to suggest to you today that how to doesn't matter either. I'm going to suggest to you today that if you want to understand communications and if you want to realize why people are reacting the way they do to what you say, you don't look at what you said and don't even look at how you said it. Because there's a deeper, more powerful dynamic in the communication process, which I'm going to call traction. And if you understand what traction is, which you will after you get this tape, you'll understand exactly why your communications turned out the way they did. So to give you an example of why the how-to doesn't work is, you'll find that person A and person B will approach person C with exactly the same technique and get a completely different result. They might even use the same words. So we begin to wonder, well, what else is there? Where's this hidden dimension that makes person A an effective manager or an effective parent or an effective mate in terms of their ability to interact, and B seems to be doing the same thing and they're not? What does A have that B doesn't? And that's what we're about today. That's what I want to get across to you. And what I'm going to call it is the traction factor. Let me talk about traction then, just generally, and then I'll apply it to communications. I was in Universal Studios, the Universal Studios tour, and they have, one of the things they do there is they show how their special effects work. You know, how they have windstorms and fires and how they create these optical illusions that are called special effects. And at that time, $6 Million Man was a really popular show, and they wanted to show one of the special effects that they used to make the $6 Million Man so powerful. So they asked for a woman to come up from the audience, and they had maybe three or four hands, and they picked this very rather slight woman. Then they asked for five men, and they picked rather heavy set men. So the slight woman was on one side of the stage and the heavy set men were on the other side. And between them was put a rope, a big thick rope. And all of the volunteers were told to, at the count of three, to pull as hard as they could on the rope. Well, the count of three they did, and almost instantly the woman started pulling the five men across this hardwood stage. Well, it was puzzling because you could tell that it wasn't a setup, because the people looked like they really were from the audience. You couldn't imagine how the rope would do that. Well, it turned out to be just brilliantly simple. The only difference between what she did and what they did is she had her feet on a piece of rubber that was the size of her shoe. And they were on the hardwood floor without the benefit of that rubber. And the fact that she had that rubber gave her enough traction to be able to easily pull five strong men across the stage. And that's the power of traction. And the piece of rubber was just the size of the soles of her feet. Now,